This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, you are listening to Koala and Kangaroo.
I'm Gage.
I'm Tipane.
And this show is practically us talking out about things we like.
Enjoy. So welcome back to A Koala and Kangaroo. We don't really have much to talk about, but what are your guys' plans for the holidays?
That is the thing. I might be going to Taupo.
Really?
What yes. For? My dad's there.
Oh.
He's working.
Ah.
So he that's right. I think Dinah told me about that.
When's the last time? When did he leave?
He left 2 weeks ago. He comes back every 2 weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
So he's coming back this week.
Huh. Oh, I can put this background music on as well, can't I?
But we go to Taupo. Do you know, in winter, we think it's cold here sometimes, but yeah. In winter, I got up in the morning and I tried to walk into the kitchen and it was like so cold, my feet were like sticking to the ground.
That cold, damn.
Isn't like, oh, I'm not even going to say anything else.
I went outside and I had like tears in my eyes because, you know, like wake up.
Yeah.
And it was steaming.
Wow, really?
That's crazy.
Huh.
The tears that I was letting out were steaming.
I don't think I've ever had that, but like, yeah, no. I live close to the mountain. Like, where I live is like closer to the mountain, right?
Mm.
And it gets cold, dude. Like, my room, sometimes I get cold tootsies, what? Bro.
It's because you got a concrete walls and stuff.
But, like, they're black and they're supposed to check.
Yeah, out. Absorb the heat.
Yeah, buddy.
Heat wave.
My room is so inconvenient. I get all the sun in summer, but no sun in winter.
Yeah, if we had a count on how many times you've said that on this show, like you've said it so many times.
Because it's not fair. It's like I was like my room was created to like spite me.
Yeah, the architects or whatever. Like,
let's mess with this kid.
Let's mess with whoever's in this room.
What a loser!
But it's so unbearable because. Have you guys been noticing that it gets hot at night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to open a window, but then all the mosquitoes, the sandflies get in and the moths get in. It's the worst. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I hate that, dude.
That's the thing I don't really like about summer.
I can flex this on you guys. That, like, my windows have like vents on them.
It doesn't get any of the bugs and stuff in it?
I get like the creepy crawlies, but I don't get the fly bugs.
So it looks like we're staying at Javon's house for the whole holidays.
No.
Sleepover with Javon.
Oh, yeah. You guys can share the floor. That's fine with me.
But what were you saying, Tips? That's why you don't like summer?
No, summer's my favorite season. It's my favorite time of the year.
Same.
Because you get to show off your guns.
Sun's out, guns out.
No, but like you can like lie down and just have like the not the curtains open. That'd be a bit odd. Like the windows open, and it just stays cool throughout the night. But the bugs get just everywhere. Mm. It's like wow,
summer is my tanning season, dude.
I think that's just called summer in general, mate.
Yeah, true.
You know those stupid. So you know doors. Like those door, those like glass doors that have those, like they're two doors in one.
Uh huh. Right.
I like the
American
doors.
Oh right, right. Yeah.
What are they? The bug doors or something?
Yeah, the bug doors. I want that for my window.
Yeah.
That would be good. Oh my goodness. Pretty cool.
But I would like want to blind it so it would like. So it doesn't, because I really like the view outside of my room.
Yeah. That's actually a really. If that's not already a thing, we could be making bank. Koala and Kangaroo Industries.
We said it on radio. Whoever's listening now, we have to eliminate you.
We'll find you.
And they get like us closing in on their location. Beep, yeah. Beep, beep.
And then like beep. There's like a generic explosion.
But it's been like poorly edited over. So it's clearly the house didn't actually explode.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like the house is here and it explodes here? And it's like halfway in the east.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What else do you, do you guys have any nitpicks with like winter? Because in New Plymouth specifically, it doesn't get too cold.
No, it's not horrible. I gotta say, I don't know why we did swimming throughout the winter.
It's only like...
Did you hear the people today when Steve was asking if we wanted to go rafting? They were like, even though spring is like getting into the hotter season, but we should be going rafting.
Yeah, exactly.
I just get sick of like... I got sick of like the amount of times we've been hanging around the water, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy the water. I just couldn't be bothered today, to be honest.
Like,
packing my bag.
Yeah.
What?
You guys know when you went rock climbing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Dinam and Benji and Tommy went inside and got their Uno cards, and then we were just playing Uno by the bonfire.
that's nice.
That's hilarious.
Oh, rock! You mean abseiling today?
Yeah.
Or you mean rock climbing last week?
I mean abseiling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's why we did rafting and the water stuff all throughout winter, is because like the rain we have. You know how New Plymouth has like way more rain.
Which is actually something I hate. Like, in the next update, God, like, get rid of that.
that was like, I'm sick of this rain, dude.
Like, this morning, how it was, like, raining. And my mom was like, oh, it's going to be raining at Topic today.
Better bring a jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
It never did.
Didn't rain.
It never rained.
In fact, it got a little bit hot.
It did.
Well, not really.
Well, like, because...
I got pretty hot.
Yeah.
Doing the low ropes, dude, was not hot.
Yeah, that was not
hot. That was cold.
That was freezing cold.
My hands were like, I swear I thought I was going to get, like, frostbite on my hands.
My hands are really hot now, actually.
Yeah, same.
After, like, the flying kiwi. You know, Gage, continue.
But me and Denim and Tommy, while we were playing Uno, we were, like, directly in the sunlight's beams. So we were just sitting there.
Right. Guys would have been, like, toasty.
Soaking it in.
Mm.
That's nice.
Tan on.
I don't really need to tan, but...
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
At work, my cousins, when we have, like, the seasoning for the chips, they look at me and tell me, Javon, you need seasoning. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
You need seasoning.
I'm only a little bit white.
No, mostly Asian.
You should tell us, like, work stories. Do you have any?
Is there any that you can say on radio? Like, because there might be some that are a bit inappropriate to say.
No, probably not.
Hmm.
There's a bit of a bummer.
Dang, that's a shame.
I do have like this story. Like, I remember this.
He just hit himself in the face with that elastic thing. Or was it in the neck? Which one was it? Was it your neck or was it your face?
It was my neck.
That is
funny.
Could you hear that, like, through the mic?
Yes, you like,
hear, like, the impact.
The sound of, like, the elastic just snapping into your neck.
Or you can hear it, like, and then just, ow!
Ha, 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 laugh it up, guys.
Yeah, that's what you get for playing with that stuff,
that
dude.
That is funny, dude.
Hey. Not cool.
Sauce.
Not cool. I'm going to now play Legends.
900 hours on Legends.
900 hours.
900 hours plus.
Dude, how do you get that bad?
If you guys don't understand.
You don't understand.
He's playing League of Legends.
No.
Yes, you are.
I play the better Legend.
He's playing League of Legends.
I have...
What? So what this is that I have this game on my phone. Dragon Ball Legends.
Oh my god.
That I have upwards of 906 hours on.
That's not a flick.
Over
that
the
is
last
so bad.
After over the last 2 years of my life.
That's so bad. Okay, I think we should listen. Okay, we didn't talk about the song before. What's it called? Gage came here, but this is a song that I used to personally love. I forgot that this was his name, Philip Phillips. Gage, we played this song years ago, and we never really got back to it.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one time we had like a Spider-Man episode, and we just played Spider-Man songs. This is one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gone?
This is Gone, Gone, Gone by
Phillips.
I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back. Wicked Wild and Kangaroo and Javon.
Dude, you didn't even have to specify.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more. If you need help, if you need help, your hope dangling by a
string of sharing your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. I will do it for you.
For you.
Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone.
For you.
For you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you're gone. And long after you're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone. You're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating.
For you,
baby, I'm not moving on. Long after you're gone.
For you.
For you.
You
will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you go. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
You peaked. Some nice vocals.
Wow, you peaked the mic so much, eh?
No. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
No. I didn't do that.
Bang like a kiss. Cage. Please tell me you know that from The Amazing Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yes.
Give the mic a kiss.
I love The Amazing... Okay.
That's the first one, right?
Yes. I can't remember what happened. I think it was...
He's making up to Gwen, right?
No, I'm pretty sure he was mourning his parents, maybe. Oh, I can't remember. I've got to watch it.
Amazing Spider-Man. Can you, like, do the Spider-Man sound effects?
I do that all the time, like when I'm talking to Tips. I do something dumb, and then he'll be like, "What?" And I'll look away, and point in a random direction.
No. You'll specifically point in a direction that's not possible. So if you pointed to like a building, you know, and going like you know, or maybe like a tall, strong tree or like a pole or something. That would make more sense. It'd still be annoying, but it still makes sense.
But you point off to the sky.
You point to nowhere. There'll be all these buildings and stuff to your right, and like a field, and you'll point to the field.
Is this kid? He's trying. He's trying so hard. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. And then you don't know how to be Spider-Man.
No, man.
And then you do that celebration thing.
Yeah,
like where you just like jump up in the and you
yeah.
I'm Spider-Man. Who's Spider-Man? I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spidey.
Just and you walk it down, like run down the hallway like that when it comes up, running the high fives.
Yeah, did you see me do that, Javon? I was like running down the hallway in S block.
It was a rainy day.
Yeah.
And no one was in the hallway.
Miss McKercher of the English class actually came out. And was like, "What the heck are you guys?"
Yeah, you guys need to shut up and pipe down.
I think they kicked, didn't she kick us out? Yeah, that's funny though. That's funny.
Yeah.
Worth it.
She every time she goes past me while I'm doing work for another class, she'll be like, you know, Gage, you're pretty smart, but you're still too lazy to finish my exams.
Oh, dude. How does that make you feel? Does that like make you mad?
No, it doesn't. I'm like, oh, man.
It makes you feel bad?
No, because she's totally... No, I'm not like...
she's nice.
I'm not big brain. I'm not going to say that. I'm not like Einstein level intelligence.
Yeah.
But like, you know, didn't him tell you the one time that relief teacher actually got him?
What do you mean?
Okay, this will actually lean into what I'm saying.
Hold on, are we able to say this?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. She was in the class and she was relieving. Denim was like, she was handing out work, because she was a relief teacher, it was busy work.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, oh, you're going to need to do this. And Denim was like, do I have to? She was like, yes. He was like, I'm too lazy to do this, miss. And then the teacher was like, or you're smart enough to act like you're lazy so you don't have to put in the effort. And then you don't have to put in the effort and you get low marks. But when you actually do try on something and you put in the effort, you get high marks so people think it's more impressive.
Is that actually the way Denim thinks?
No.
He's just genuinely lazy.
He is just lazy, isn't he? Yeah.
But Denim was like, wow.
That's a nice way to put it.
He didn't say anything. He was like, wow.
I can't really say. Well, what are you supposed to say? He'd be like, facts. And then just leave. Like,
facts. facts. No, but yeah.
I would have said they're stunned, dude.
The way that he felt like to that response was how I felt to how I feel when Miss Percocet comes. She's like, oh, you're really smart, but you're too lazy to finish my exams. Yes. Yes, I am too lazy.
It's my burden.
Hyperintelligence, but can't be bothered.
I could save the city, but I just don't want to.
I could stop anyone I wanted. But that's like I said, if I wanted to.
But why would I do that?
What have they done to me?
No take backs.
Hashtag no regrets. Take what you can and don't give it back.
Have you guys
worst quote, dude,
picked your classes for next year?
No, I haven't. I'm gonna be honest, I have not.
I'll send you guys a screenshot of my classes.
I'm having a meeting tomorrow. Meetings tomorrow.
On your day off?
No. So it's at like 4:00.
What a loser.
So
4 a.m.
Regardless.
4 a.m. classes with Mr. Horton.
No, is that your LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I like.
Do you know him?
Me, Denim, and Tibbs are in the same LA.
You know Pippa?
No.
Pippa from Devon?
Orange City Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's her dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pippa Horton.
That's her dad?
Pippa Horton.
Wait, wasn't she in our class in year 7?
Yeah. Neuron connection.
Whoa.
Oh,
I'm not. Yeah, you keep picking the mic, dude. I'm not sure what's happening there. wow, I did not know that. He told me his, like, I was like, oh, sir, how'd you get no, I think that was us, Javon. I was like, how'd you get into teaching, sir? And he told us, you know, his little life story. He used to teach in France and did all this other stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and then he came here.
He's been around the world,
dude. Yeah, he has. And then he said, and then I had kids. I thought his kids were like 4. Or like 6, you know, just starting school, just starting life. I didn't realize they were at the end of their school.
I already knew about them. Like,
man, I'm just.
You
like,
knew what that Pepper was.
I know. Well, when I came to Spotswood, it was sort of just like, you know, common knowledge to know that.
Well, I didn't exactly bother to know.
Oh, Pepper, what's your last name? Horton. I'll remember that.
You know, well, I just didn't really care.
I only knew her last name was Horton because other classes I've been in.
Dude, I had like a flashback moment when I went into his class. Like, he was like, I'm Mr. Horton. And just in, like, I was like bug eyed. I was like in the back of my head, flashback. It was like, like a really over exaggerated girl voice of Pippa introducing herself and I'm Pippa Horton. And then it goes,
yeah, like, it zooms into your eye.
Yeah.
The memory, and then it comes back and you're like, no way.
Connection. You know it like zooms in on the like neurons in the brain and there's like electricity.
Like they're sparking, you know.
And they're like really small. Yes. And then it zooms back out of my eye. It's like,
and you're, I need to go to the bathroom. And you're in the toilet, like looking in the sink. You're like, this makes so much sense now. Everything's aligning perfectly. I'm like, how did I not see this before? Wait, what?
Oh, time.
Is it time?
We need to stop early.
Remember? I didn't even realize. Oh, okay.
That was quick.
That was. I was like, wondering, what?
We had too much fun. Dude.
Yeah. Thank you, Javon, for being on the show. That is all enough from us. We are Koala Kangaroo. We'll call it Koala Kangaroo. And Javon, I would really like it if you didn't do that to his face with that toy. Okay. We are 104.4 FM Radio Taranaki. We'll see you next week at 4 o'clock. There are other amazing shows. Go say hello.
Oopsie poopsie.
What?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Later.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.